How many people like tribulation?
Father Brian was smart enough to have me preach on tribulation. Isn't this great? I always knew how smart he was, you know. But I want to let you know the rest of the story, because they cut this off one paragraph too soon. And I'm going to read to you what it says in verse 24. But in those days after that tribulation, the sun will be darkened, the moon will not give its light, and the stars will be falling from heaven, and the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in clouds with great power and glory, and then he will send out the angels and gather his elect from the four winds, from the ends of the earth, and to the ends of heaven. That's the good news. They cut it off too quickly. Amen? You know, it's fascinating to me that every year they sneak in that on this particular Sunday a prequel of the second coming. You know, Advent is the time of coming. And there is this interesting weaving together of the second coming and, of course, the coming at the birth of the Christ child. And they're kind of just, you find yourself going, okay, now which one is this referring to? And the answer is, it's yes, it's both. You know, it's just reminding you that, you know, as we anticipate the birth of the Christ child, we know that that child, who he is and what he has promised to do, and he said he's coming again in great power and great glory and great triumph to come and get his chosen people. Now, have many of you taken one of these, what are they called, spiritual gift inventories? How many of you have taken a spiritual gift inventory? Did any of you get any zeros? Oh, I got two zeros, yes. And I got one on celibacy, which is very interesting. And the other one was martyrdom. I don't even have a little bit of an urge toward martyrdom, you know. I'm allergic to pain. And so the whole thought of it really doesn't go. And it turned out the good news was that Deacon D got a fairly good score on martyrdom. So what we found out was, is when it becomes illegal, when they're coming to get us, you know, she's got to answer the door. So you know where I'm going to be going, right? You know? And so we've had this kind of going on for many years. And she's kind of hoping that she can take the inventory again and get a lower score on that one. But, you know, the question is, of course, if it was illegal and they were coming, you know, would there be enough evidence to convict us? We were talking about that a little bit at the men's breakfast the other day. You know, what our life looks like. Does our light shine? We have the little candles. You know, in such a way in the darkness of this world that people would know, you know, that we are ones that are going to stand with the Lord. Now, we're promised this, that when the time comes, if we're brought on trial, that he will give us the words to say. He tells us not to worry about it. I don't know about you, but, you know, if you're allergic to pain and you don't like tribulation, you know, you're kind of thinking about what are the alternatives here, you know? I don't like this kind of thing. And it talked about some really interesting things about these poor people here. He says they already endured terrible suffering. They were exposed to public ridicule, beaten, and all they owned were taken from them, and they accepted it with joy. Now, how many of you think you could have equaled that? You know, we're a spoiled lot here, you know? We really are. You know, it is only by those that are so filled with the Holy Spirit and so knowing that God has promised us that this is a temporary moment and that what we are to receive is so much greater that we could possibly deal with that. You know, most of us would vote no on any part of that list, you know? And what happens is it says this, but be patient and hang in there because it's going to get worse. That's when, you know, the whole thing about the rapture, you know, the time of tribulation, the rapture. You know, everybody's had various opinions about whether there is such a thing as the rapture, because that word is not in the scripture. But it does talk about two people walking along and suddenly one's not there, you know. One's flying an airplane and the pilot's gone. No, that wasn't in there. That was in the movie. And so what happens is the question is, do we have to go through the tribulation? Well, this tribulation maybe not, but we have to go through tribulation in our lives. Amen? You know, nobody, you see people that seem to have it all together. It's a lie. Nobody that I have ever known makes it all the way through without tribulation. And I've always been so saddened for those that don't have the Lord in those times. If you didn't have the comfort of the Lord's presence and that assurance that God is with you, He says, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you, that it gives you such comfort, such assurance that you can deal with things that you could never deal with otherwise. It's too painful. It's too hard even to imagine. And yet, we don't go out there and share that good news with people. That their hearts are torn apart and they're crying out for answers, and you have the answer, and we're not telling them about it. Some of you are, by the way. Thank you for those witnesses. They're very encouraging, very exciting. But, you know, it tells us that these things are going to happen. And it talks about patient endurance is what you need now. Continue to do God's will. Because the promise is, it'll be worth it and then some. Some people even preach, that if you give your hearts to Jesus, everything's going to go well for you. How's it working for you all? How do these people have huge filled churches of people that are buying into the fact that when you give your heart to Jesus, your life is a four-leaf clover? It doesn't work that way. You know, if you give your heart to Jesus, buy a lotto. You know you're going to win, right? It seems like that. People talk like that. But that's not exact. We're promised this. That when you go through tribulation, I will be with you. I will not leave you. I will lift you up. These are great promises, because times of tribulation do come. I hope for all of us, this is not our list. Amen? I don't like this list at all. In fact, I don't like any of them. If they said, well, you have to make a choice. I choose the back door, right? And they can answer. No, I'm just kidding. But anyway, the promises are, it says that a time will come, however, that people that will go through these things will then cry out for help. And they'll cry out to God. And it says, many will be purified, cleansed, and refined by these trials. Some, however, when the trial comes, are going to turn their backs on God. And they're going to say, I thought we had a deal here. Read your word so that you will not be shocked to find out that trials will come in our lives. I know a lot of your lives. And I know a lot of your stories. All of us have gone through trials and tribulations. It ain't over yet, folks. Horrible things are happening in this world. Look at what happened yesterday. Is it yesterday now in Paris? Night before last. Things are happening in this world that are so incongruous. They are so hard for our minds to even begin to grasp. Cling to the Lord, because otherwise nothing makes sense. He says that he can work all things together for good for those that love the Lord and are called according to his purposes. I'm so glad that he understands how to do that. I can't imagine. But he's the one who created us. And he's the one who redeemed us. And he's the one who transforms and renews us and makes us more and more like Jesus. It's not all on our shoulders. Life can drag you down unless you have help. And we have the helper of all helpers, our Lord Jesus Christ. So if you're carrying the burden still, let them go. Let them go, because he has promised that he will help us and he'll lift them up and he'll carry them for us. Rick was sharing a little testimony about Moses the other day and how he had to have his arms lifted up. You know, all of us need our arms lifted up at times. That's why we are so blessed to be in the church. Some of you know my testimony, but what happened is, at a time, I turned my back on the church. I turned my back on the Lord, and I walked out in this world alone. And I came out from under the umbrella of grace. And let me tell you, it's an ugly place out there. Never, ever, ever, ever find yourself thinking, you know, it wasn't so bad out there. Ask the Holy Spirit to quicken in you a reminder. It's horrible out there without the Lord's blessing. So come into the Lord's home. Come into his family. Invite others to come out of the cold into the warmth of God's family. So, when tribulations come, always remember you are not alone. Let's pray. Oh Lord, our God, you are a wonderful God, and we just thank you and praise you that you love us and you want to have a close, personal, and intimate relationship with each one of us. And I pray, Lord God, if anybody here does not have that right now you would come and you would comfort their hearts and let them know that you desire to be in close, personal, and intimate relationship with them, and that you will never leave them or forsake them. Come, O Holy Spirit of the living God, fill each one of us anew with the love of Jesus. And in his name we pray. Amen. Amen.